Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
Hello, everybody. This is Sean Suttner, news and feature writer for Search Health IT. I'm here with Chuck Christian, the new chairman of the board of directors of the College of Healthcare Information Management Executives, or CHIME. And we're going to talk a little bit about CHIME's agenda for 2015 and some other issues. We have a new legislative session. And does CHIME have any hope of getting the Flex IT bill or something like it to go back to the 90-day period to getting that passed before March, when the Medicare patch bill comes out? Is there any other vehicle or any hope of getting that done, especially with the new Congress? If not, would March be too late, being that it'll be in the middle of your fiscal year?
Well, I mean, there is always hope, and we're not going to give up. We haven't given up, even though that we had a couple opportunities when, you know, we've been talking about this, early last year in 2014, and then when CMS came out with the flexible options, we were a little disappointed that we were given flexibility versus a reduced reporting window for 2015. We were hoping that that was going to be part of that flexibility, but it wasn't. And then that's where the Flex IT bill came from, because that was the next vehicle. If CMS is not going to, change the rule, then the only thing we can hope for was, Congress to act. And I think that with the new Congress in place, we'll just have to see, how that legislative session, begins. And I'm not sure that March is too late. I think that if nobody is that in my neck of the woods, we're not waiting. We're moving forward, and we're trying to make sure that we're not going to roll the dice on this. But but there are other organizations that that haven't been quite as lucky to do that. I mean, a lot of our physician practices we are testing this year. For stage two, but we are exercising those flexibility options. If we didn't have those, then more than two thirds of our physician practices would not been able to attest. And even though we were proactive on some of them, and we asked for exemptions because we knew that we had some of the specialty practices were going to struggle. We just didn't hedge our bets on that. We're going to continue to move forward.
Okay. So meanwhile, if CIOs and hospitals and physicians are having a hard time with meaningful use right now, especially with the longer reporting period, I mean, how much potential is there for meaningful use stage three right now? How where are we at with that? If a lot of people haven't yet finished stage two. How many hospitals and physicians are ready to embark on stage three?
Well, I think the numbers that CMS reported as far as those that have successfully attested kind of gives you a focus of that. Some of the numbers you see out there are a combination of those organizations that attested to stage two, but they also used the flexibility options to get the number of facilities. But if you look at those numbers of facilities that and physician practices that were just attested to successfully to stage two, it's a much, much smaller number. And the other thing too is if you look at the number of physicians that are going to be in the penalty phase in 2015, the number that was reported was 257,000 physicians who are now going to be penalized because they weren't able to make meaningful use. That's a pretty good swath of our medical community out there that's going to be penalized because they weren't able to hit all the standards. That doesn't mean that they weren't doing anything. They just weren't able to hit them all. And so I think that, you ask, about stage three. The only thing I can tell you is what I've seen in the press is that the stage three, the the notice of public rulemaking, those standards have been sent to the White House for review by the Secretary, and they've been sent to the Office of Budget Management from the blog space out there, the people that's tracking this stuff. And so I think that we'll probably see something come out in summer, depending upon how long it takes to grind through. And there's a lot of supposition out there of what that's going to contain. And if you look at some of the messaging that's out on some of the posts at CMS, you can read a lot of stuff into it, but until it comes out, you really don't know what's going to be contained in it.
Oh, okay. So meanwhile, what about ONC's current major initiative, interoperability? How does Chime, what role is Chime playing in that, and your members, what role are they playing?
Well, we've commented on every request that we've received about interoperability early on, and on the most recent things that ONC came out with and asked about what the next phases are going to be. We actually made some comments about the JSON report, the PCAS report, and those things as well. So our membership is pretty well versed in that, and I think that you'll not find many of us who don't think that the interoperability is extremely important. Part of the issues that we and the membership have around it is the standards are still not at a place that will allow us to do that. And then you also have the direct protocol that is it's being used quite effectively in some regions of the country, but there is still some issues with direct and how it's being implemented by the vendors.
Okay. Can you talk a little bit about, you talked about some of your new initiatives internationally, but could you just talk a little bit about your new partnership with Class, the market research firm?
Absolutely. Well, kind of the aim of that partnership is, kind of accelerate the industry performance and provide support for IT leaders during, clinical and critical and transformative time in healthcare, because we're all in need of good information, and I've known the folks at Class since they began a long time ago. I've actually served on their advisory board for several years, and I count a lot of the folks and their leadership position as personal friends. And so, one of the things we're going to be doing is, co-developing best practices and benchmarking studies. Some of the things that I've been looking for in the industry for a long time. There's been a lot of attempts to benchmarking, but not anything that everybody can hang their hat on. We're going to be looking at establishing industry recognition programs for healthcare C-suites, so we can recognize those who are doing a great job and setting them apart as examples for all of us to kind of take a look at. And then the other thing is we're going to be distributing, some of the Class research briefs and things to our members and the affiliated associates, so our members can have benefit of their research and work briefs rather than as just a member benefit. And then the other thing is we're going to Class will offer some discounts for executive services for our Chime members to add value to that. But one of the things that we know as an industry is it's extremely difficult to keep pace with how rapidly this industry is changing. And so what we want to do is get to critical timely market data and get that in the hands of our members so they can keep informed about, one, what's going on, and, two, how to best set their organization up for success.
Okay, so earlier this year, you also announced a closer relationship with a group called AMDIS, Medical Informatics Group. So I'd like to, ask you to talk a little bit about how that partnership is going. And that's actually that's a quite close partnership, right? They're now pretty much an affiliated organization.
AMDIS is for, the medical informaticists, the physicians, and you know, this is just really kind of a natural symbiosis, you know, for us, because we're all kind of working in the same space. And so our relationship is basically intended to benefit both organizations and both our memberships, basically to advance healthcare information technology adoption and transformation. What we're going to do is provide support to AMDIS and primarily in the areas of education and public policy. You know, we have made some joint papers and comments on a variety of things. We're going to be representing AMDIS on public policy matters and then developing some additional education plans. We did a boot camp for CMIOs last year, which was extremely well received, and we'll continue to do that. And AMDIS will serve as the primary physician informatics advisors to and for CHIME. I mean, there's a constituency that is of our the medical community that needs to be listened to very carefully, and that's our physician partners out there and our medical informaticists. And AMDIS is a great group to provide that leadership. And Bill Brea and other members of AMDIS have been doing that for decades. And so, you know, the two organizations are going to continue to remain, you know, separate entities legally and financially. But what we're going to do is continue to seek ways to collaborate more efficiently to make sure that, you know, the needs and requirements of the membership for both organizations are met.
All right. Well, unless there's anything else you wanted to add, Chuck, thank you so much for being on this podcast with Search Health IT. And we wish you good luck in 2015.
Well, great. Thanks, Sean, for the opportunity. The only thing that I would say is that, you know, if this was easy, anybody could do it. I've been in healthcare for over 40-something years and being in the IT role for more than 30 of those. And so, you know, I've had the opportunity to see healthcare change quite a lot. But over the course of the last, you know, 10 years, healthcare has changed tremendously. And that rate of change continues to increase and accelerate. And so the only way that we're going to be successful in this is to find ways to share information even more so than we are today and create those networks of individuals that we can depend upon and we're willing to share information without thought of getting anything in return. And that's exactly what we're doing with, you know, CHIME does is create that network of professional peers that I count each and every one of them as my friend and have no problem, you know, picking the phone and giving them a call. And the nice thing is they'll actually return my phone call and we can have some collaboration. And it's really nice if I'm struggling with something to be able to pick up the phone and ask somebody who's already been there and done that. And before our call, I was actually on the phone with someone doing exactly that. They were struggling with something that I had already gone through, and I was sharing my experience, not telling them what they should do, but, you know, sharing my experience of what I had been through, and they can take that experience and then, you know, kind of morph that into their own culture, their organization. But I appreciate the opportunity, and we can do this again later in the year. I'd look forward to it.
I would, too. Thanks again, Chuck Christian, Chairman of the Board of Directors of CHIME.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.